We are live in Studio A with the Indigo Girls. Emily and Amy are here.
Hello.
So great to have you back here at FUV.
Good to be here.
We love
Always
FUV.
Good to be here.
And I heard that you put on a great show, not that that's any surprise, but a great show at Central Park Summer Stage, right? Sold out show.
It was super fun. We played with Joan Baez, opened the show for her, and lots of great people there. And just, it's great to play in Central Park. You know, that's a really special venue, actually.
It's so cool that you're doing this co-headlining tour with Joan Baez.
Yeah, we toured with Joan, I think the latest time was about 10 years ago, right, officially? Well, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And so it's a reunion of sorts. So there's a couple old songs that we've dug out to do together. And then, of course, it's just great to be in her presence because her voice, her politics, her sense of humor, you know, it's just, we call her our matriarch. And for me personally, it's kind of cool because we also have this young group called the Shadow Boxers and also our drummer and bass player. They're all 23 years old. So it's kind of an intergenerational tour, and I'm enjoying the sharing of energies and the wisdom of Joan and the energy of the young guys and me and Amy somewhere in the middle and liking both, you know, all of it. So for me, that's been a very powerful part of this particular experience.
Does it feel much different 10 years later? Like, I'm just wondering, at different stages in your career, like when you first played with Joan Baez, it was probably like, oh my God, we're playing with Joan Baez. Like, do you ever still feel that kind of like starstruck feeling at this stage in your career?
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, we're still huge fans, and definitely, you know, she gets more amazing as she gets older even and has more experiences and more to talk about and teach you. And she's always going to have that sort of mentor quality, I think, in ways. And then, you know, and then as we've gotten older, of course, we understand more about the experience of getting older, you know, which is something that we can kind of share with her. And it's cool in that way, you know, because even though they're still the same age gap, it's in this industry, once you pass a certain point, you do deal with a lot of ageism. And so that point's actually pretty young, so we're past it. So, yeah, so it's good to have an ally and in that, I guess, in some ways, for me anyway, it's good to have kind of that person to talk to about it. So it's cool. And musically, you know, just hearing some of those songs and some of the new ones she's bringing out and stuff. She did a really cool record with Steve Earle a while back, and she's playing some songs from that I love. So I'm happy to hear the new stuff and the old stuff, and it's good to be able to hear her every night.
Totally. Well, I can't wait to hear you guys play. I'm sure all of us are waiting for that. So without further delay, it's the Indigo Girls live in Studio A at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.